There is an Indonesian monkey who needs a good attorney. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 3 years ago, British photographer David Slater was on a guided tour of an Indonesian forest when he experienced what I assume is every Indonesian tourist's dream, a close encounter with a crested black macaque. So close that when Slater walked away from his tripod, the macaque grabbed the camera and accidentally took the first macaque selfie in history. It was spectacular. Slater claimed a copyright, but the photo went viral and ended up available for free on Wikimedia, which has refused to take it down. And so, despite millions of repostings, Slater hasn't made a dime. According to Rhett Barney, intellectual property attorney with the law firm of Lee & Hayes, the law is clear.
The copyright laws in the U.S., as well as the U.K., where the photographer's from, and Indonesia, where the monkey was located, specifically require a human, a person, be the one that takes the photo in order to gain copyright.
So by law, it's the human who presses the button who gets the copyright. But that would mean this isn't the only selfie that's on shaky ground. What about the famous group selfie that Ellen DeGeneres took at the Oscars?
The debate there is, that's Ellen's phone, but Bradley Cooper's the one who snapped the photo.
Right.
So Bradley Cooper's the one that pushed the button. He owns that selfie.
Although, being that in his latest movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, Bradley Cooper plays a raccoon.
What's a raccoon?
What's a raccoon? It's what you are, stupid.
Maybe not. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.